Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Former Vice President Joe Biden is making it clear he expects to be the next president of the United States. But Biden is urging Americans to be patient and to lower partisan tensions as vote counting continues in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and other uncalled states. NPR's Scott Detrow reports from Wilmington, Delaware.
As Friday went on, Biden's lead grew in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia. But the Associated Press and other outlets still had not yet called the race for Biden, so he walked a fine line when he spoke late at night.
We don't have a final declaration of victory yet, but the numbers tell us it's clear, tell us a clear and convincing story. We're going to win this race.
Biden argued the results give him a mandate for the agenda he campaigned on, particularly tackling the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and racial justice. He also again called for more unity, saying the purpose of politics is solving problems, not, quote, total unrelenting warfare. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Wilmington.
President Trump has been making unfounded accusations about the voting and vote counts at the White House and on Twitter. The president has referred to a corrupt and unfair process. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on what other Republicans are saying.
Republicans seem to have locked in on the idea that every legally cast vote must be counted without really defining legally cast. That allows them to appear supportive of President Trump without endorsing his false claims of fraud and election rigging. But the president's adult sons tweeted that Republicans have no backbone and aren't supporting Trump strongly enough. And right on cue, prominent Republicans turned to Twitter to echo Trump's claims. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and appearances on Fox News also fell in line. Notably, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was part of the president's debate prep team, said Trump needs to present evidence of fraud or stop making the claims. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Vote counting ongoing in several states, including Georgia, where voters are faced with two U.S. Senate runoff races that will be decided in early January. Susanna Capilouto from member station WABE reports that the candidates are gearing up for the fight ahead, with control of the Senate likely at stake.
Democrat John Ossoff stood in an Atlanta park and challenged his Republican opponent, Senator David Perdue.
Change has come to Georgia. Change is coming to America. And retirement is coming for Senator David Perdue.
Perdue did not get the 50% needed to win outright, but he did get about 98,000 more votes than Ossoff. Georgia's other Senate runoff is between Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. These two seats could tip the power in the Senate. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.
And this is NPR News. The remnants of Hurricane Eta are expected to reorganize today and strengthen back into a tropical storm over the Caribbean. Forecasters say Eta will approach the Cayman Islands today, be near Cuba tonight, and approach South Florida late tomorrow. Eta sparked flooding and landslides in Central America. In Guatemala, some 100 people are feared dead following a landslide caused by Eta's torrential rain. Searchers are digging through mud and debris. Stocks went on a tear this week as the nation waits for final results of the presidential race. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped nearly 7%.
Despite a small loss on Friday, the Dow had its best weekly gain since April. The S&P 500 also jumped sharply, gaining 7.3% during the week, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq soared 9%. Investors seem to take the lengthy vote count in stride, betting that Republicans will maintain control in the Senate, making any new tax hike or major regulatory push unlikely. The Federal Reserve renewed its promise to leave interest rates near zero for an extended period as the economy slowly digs its way out of the pandemic hole. U.S. employers added 638,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate fell sharply to 6.9%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's annual induction ceremony is tonight. It had originally been scheduled for May, but it was delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. This year's class includes Whitney Houston, the Notorious B.I.G., Nine Inch Nails, and the Doobie Brothers. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.